The town of Sutton is looking into developing another affordable housing project for its residents. The announcement comes following an attempt on part of the municipality to purchase the former Vieux Verger property after coming to an agreement with its owners. However, after the borrowing bylaw to purchase the land collected the number of signatures needed for the bylaw to be subject to a referendum, the owners of the Vieux Verger property decided not to sell, and they are working on developing it on their own, wanting to ensure that those Sutton residents that worked in the commercial sector and those families that want to come to Sutton have an affordable place to live. The municipality has partnered up Solutions Immobilier Solidaire, a local nonprofit organization that is working with other municipalities to bring similar affordable housing projects to life in the region. We spoke with the municipality about its project, what the next steps are, and the need that this potential affordable housing project will address in the Sutton community.
Good day, listeners. My name is Taylor McClure, and you are tuning in to CIDI's Daily News Show. And thank you all for tuning in to Township's Daily News Bits.
Mr. Benoit, thank you so much, as always, for joining CIDI to speak about the municipality's new affordable housing project that's trying to get off the ground for its citizens. I really appreciate your time, as always.
Thank you.
So, Mr. Benoit, the municipality is working on a new affordable housing project after signing a memorandum, from my understanding, between the municipality and Solutions Immobilières Solidaires. So this new project actually follows the Vieux Verger affordable housing project that the municipality was working on, but was rejected in the spring by residents. So before we go into more details about the new project, I wanted to start off by asking you why the municipality decided to continue its fight in bringing an affordable housing project to life, despite the challenges it's faced over the last year or so.
Well, first and foremost, the project of the Vieux Verger didn't fail through, really. What fell through is the fact that the city is not going to buy the land, but the project is well underway right now, because the owners of the land have decided to develop it themselves. And the fact that I've talked also to the owners to tell them that this new project that we will talk about is not a competitive one for their project. It's a project that could well be going together. The project that we are trying to develop right now is more an affordable houses for people. There is going to be affordable housing in the Vieux Verger, but probably not for all the houses that are going to be built or the apartments that are going to be built. So ours is mostly and foremost for low and modest income. So we'll try to have as low as possible rents, because we think that it's better to have rents than owners, renters than owners, because the price of the apartments can be lowered and spread over a longer period of time to recover the investment, especially if you have a non-profit organization that will manage the project. And so this is the undertaking that we have announced, that the city owns the land. So it's not like the Vieux Verger where the city had to buy the land. Here, the land, we are the owners of the land, and we are ready to somehow give it to a nonprofit group that will benefit from it and be able, as a counterparty, to offer on a perpetual basis the low-income rents for citizens. So that's the idea.
Yeah, so it's to complement the other affordable housing projects that are taking place already in the village.
Yeah,
because from my understanding, over the last few times that we spoke, there's such a lack thereof, and there's such a need for that in Sutton, from what I've gotten from you after speaking to you over the last few months.
Absolutely. And, you know, the 18 apartments that are being built right now for Habitation Abordable Sutton, this is largely subsidized because the government has gave us $4 million to offset the construction costs. So it's the only way that we can offer rents in the very low $400 to $800 per month. The project that we're trying to develop is for modest income, and the Vieux Verger is also for modest and middle income people, new families and young families. So what we're trying to achieve is a lot of new houses for those particular segments of the population.
Now, what is the municipality? You're mentioning how the land belongs to the municipality this time, so they don't have to do a boring bylaw and whatnot. But what is the municipality doing differently this time around to hopefully get citizens on board with the project a little bit more?
The big difference is that we don't need the approval of the citizens, or there's no registre or referendum. Okay. because this is, we own the land, and the council has already discussed this project and is willing, and there is a consensus. Everybody, not only a consensus, but everybody is in agreement. All the councillors are in agreement to develop this project with SCS and to benefit from owning the land, to give it to a non-profit organization who will develop the project with private enterprise, because SCS and the city will develop a project together, and we will ask the private companies, the private construction companies, to build the project. And then after that, we'll market the apartments for new citizens or existing citizens. It's a very different business model than the Vieux Verger, where we would have sold the project later after having bought the land. Now for this project, the nonprofit organization is going to keep the ownership of the project for perpetuity. That's the big difference.
Okay, so they're going to oversee that affordable housing development for life, for forever. The municipality has... Okay.
Forever.
Okay.
Yeah. In Quebec, right now, as you know, there is a shortage of apartments and a shortage of houses, and especially for low and modest income people. So the new business model that is being developed right now it's a new business model that tries to control the price of land on a perpetual basis, so that when it's being sold, you know, there's no incremental profit being derived from the land. This is the way to offset and the cost of housing that is going through the roof right now, and which prohibits people to buy land or to rent in Sutton right now. So I think, you know, one of the objectives of the city also is, because this is a startup that could eventually bring about 10 to 12 new employees in the area here. So I think it has a lot of benefit also, not only for the housing part, but for the economic employment in a village like Sutton. A lot of financial institutions that think that this is the model that will enable towns and cities to bring about affordable housing on the market.
Okay, so basically they work with interested partners to kind of offset those costs. They, like, these partners invest in the projects, and it helps offset the costs a little bit to ensure that it remains affordable, is what I'm understanding. Mm-hmm. Essentially.
There is a lot of financial institutions, like the Mouvement Desjardins right mm-hmm. now, Le Fonds de Solidarité du Québec, because they see the need to bring mm-hmm. about new apartments and new houses on the market, that because there is a crisis. Obviously, everybody recognizes there is a housing crisis right now, and people cannot afford to live in Sutton here, and workers who work at Mont Sutton and on the restaurants here on the commercial strip in the main street, they cannot afford to live here in Sutton. So we need to find ways to bring about new rentals and new houses on the market.
Now, let's get into the project a little bit more. So you were speaking about a piece of municipal land. Where is this piece of land located exactly?
It's in the middle of the village. The small mall in Sutton, in the middle where the SAQ, the pharmacy is, it's all across the railroad. There's a railroad. And on the other side, there is the Villa des Monts. The Villa des Monts is a place for senior citizens in a care home. And it's just beside that. So from the city hall, it's 3 minutes on foot. So it's going to be very easy for residents, future residents, to stay in the city, walk into the malls, the stores, the main street. So it's in the core of the city. It's downtown village for Sutton.
Okay. And from my understanding, the municipality is going to kick off a process with SIS, to evaluate this land.
The MOU, the Memorandum of Understanding that we signed is good for 17 months, almost 18 months until December 31st of 2024. But it's a long period of time, not only to study what kind of project we can do, because we have to do, there's a lot of homework to do. I mean, we need to determine the number of households, the number of rentals, the way it's going to be designed, the architectural integration. So we need to do a lot of work. They will do that, and obviously probably work with private companies, private construction companies, in order to really offer the best pricing that we can have at this point in time. The good news is that every comment that I got from construction entrepreneurs is that the construction cost is going down at this time, because it's been going up like crazy for 2 years. Now it's going down because the interest rates are going down. There's less activity in the market, so mm-hmm. people are more competitive. Construction costs, as a result, is going down. So obviously, I think we are at the right time that the curve right now is slightly going down. Hopefully more, so that we'll come back to more normal construction costs, because the goal, obviously, is to keep total cost as low as possible.
Okay. And so basically, once you're just trying to evaluate the land, put together a plan.
This is not a huge, this is not the Vieux Verger. The Vieux Verger was 21 acres. This is a smaller lot. But the advantage is that the water and the sewer systems is already there. So there is no real cost of building new infrastructure. We just need to connect those infrastructures to the existing pipes. So that's going to lower the cost also, the total cost of housing, much lower than the Vieux Verger, because in the Vieux Verger, they would have to develop a network of water systems and sewer systems and build a new road. This here, the road is already there on Western South. So we think a lot of advantage to keep the total cost as inferior, as low as possible.
Great. Well, those are all the questions that I had for you, Mr. Benoit. I just wanted to get a better sense of, you know, what this project would look like and how you're going about it. I wasn't sure if there was anything else you wanted to mention about it that I didn't touch on.
No, I think we don't have already a schedule for construction, but my aim is to develop as soon as possible this project. And we think that compared to other projects that have been in the 10-year time frame, we think that we can do it as soon as possible, because we think that since we are the owners, since we have this memorandum of understanding, since we have interest from construction parties already to build this project, so we think that we can move pretty fast on this one. So hopefully as soon as possible, because we obviously need to have more apartments for workers in the city.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much again.
Thank you.
Stay tuned for a follow-up story with SIS for more details about the business model discussed by Benoit and how they're working with other municipalities in the MRC to bring other affordable housing projects to life. Townships Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.